LinkedIn.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Oracle. AI may be the most important new computer technology ever. Do more and spend less like some of the world's most successful companies. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/LinkedIn Podcast Network.
Presents.
Welcome to Brown Table Talk. I am DC Marshall, founder and CEO of Diverse and Engaged. I'm a Wall Street alum, Pop WB, CEO's a LinkedIn top voice, and I'm here with my co-host, Mita. Hey there, Mita.
Hi there, Dee. I'm Mita Malik. I'm a LinkedIn top voice, a business leader, a mom, and now an author. Reimagine Inclusion, Debunking 13 Myths to Transform Your Workplace is out, so please go pre-order on Amazon.
And if you all are new to the show, Mita and I, we started Brown Table Talk as a place to spill the tea on the hard truths women of color face in their workplaces from my perspective as a Black woman. And for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman. At our table, we unpack it all. We don't leave any juicy details out. And then we provide you with some tips, not on how to survive, but you want to know how do you thrive in organizations, and that's why we are here. So, Mita, what are we talking about today?
Oh, Dee, we're taking an audience question. Thank you, Brown Table Talk community. We reached out to all of you and asked you what was on your mind, and this one's on my mind too, Dee. What do you do when you are asked for a reference? What do you do when you are asked for a reference? We're going to spill some tea, share some stories, and leave some tips. But Dee, this is a tough one because especially in this market, a lot of people are out for their next opportunity. They're getting calls. They're close to getting an offer and then being asked to provide references. And so we need to talk about this. What do you do when you are asked for a reference?
Well, you know, I think this question is only a challenge if you don't have anything good to say.
There you right? go. There
because you go. this is not an issue if you're not if you know what I mean. It's only a question if your work was questionable. Mm. Let me say this again. And it's only sticky if you were asked as the leader and you know the performance might have been subpar or maybe they didn't deliver. So I think. Is that what we're talking about? Or what do you say about that?
What do I say? That's what I say, even the way in which we just phrased the question or it was asked of us. But let me tell you, you know, I always got stories. I got stories for days. This happened not too long ago where I was asked, and this is a positive. I was asked to give a reference for someone and the person didn't set it up very well. They actually said, I'm getting the offer. They just want to check my references. I'm like, okay. So I go into this conversation thinking it's going to be like, is Dee reliable, dependable? Does she show up on time? Is her quality of work good? And I know you're going to laugh at me because we're all big bosses now. These aren't how these references go. But I wasn't mentally prepared. I thought it was going to be like a 5-minute check the box. Oh, yeah. This was like, you would say an inquisition, an interrogation.
Oh, and
the person who told me that, they didn't realize. The executive recruiter was like, oh no, they don't have the offer. I was like, oh my God. So then Dee, and I actually liked this person. So
yeah.
Then Dee, I'm scrambling because they're asking me about stuff from years ago. I don't remember because now I'm not prepared. So there's all sorts of different angles we can take to this question about references. I know we've talked about it before, but that person didn't prepare me.
They
were just like, and they were misinformed. They said, hey, I'm getting the offer. They just want to talk to some people. I was like, okay, cool. And then I'm like, what? I'm like, I have another meeting. I'm like on the call for this reference. It was like I was being interviewed for 30 minutes.
Wow. Okay. I really want to know the person who thought they were getting the job. Can you just give us some insight as to, was it a man? Was it a woman? And
It was a woman.
Okay. Executive level?
Yeah, executive level.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask if it was a woman of color?
It was not a woman of color.
Okay, there you go. That entitlement, I got the job. Okay, so first of all, your ego, your energy there. Okay, That was a, and you know what, let me help our sister friends here. So our to be assumptive that you have the job, the energy and the spirit of that was already over I was the like, top. Yeah. So we need to bring that down. Right. And I'm going to tell you why, because it'll serve you better. And one, when it's a job offer comes to an executive recruiters, they got time today. Okay. There's some, when it's a direct hire, they don't have time. Baby, when they listen, if it's the executive recruiter, oh, baby, they have time today. Okay. So she got time. She's checking every box. You understand this 10 years ago, you showed up late or you called out sick and you did not have a note. The executive recruiter from an executive search firm, oh, they got time today. Okay. So WG friends and all of our friends, and I say this in love. I say this as your friends and you're sitting here with us today. Okay.
Yeah.
So because the miss was you don't have the job, the assumptive, I have the job. And then number two, you missed an opportunity to rebuild a relationship with Mita and then set it up. You could have sent an email to say, here are some of the highlights of just to remind you of the roles and when you work together. And here are three things. That's how you could have sealed the deal, right? And you should have expected that it was going to be an investigation. That executive search firms are investigating. They're not here to like you. They're not here for tea and coffee chat, baby. You know why? Because their name is on the line.
Their name. And and then the conclusion to the story was that,
oh God,
she didn't get the job.
Of course she didn't.
She's like,
of course.
I knew that ending.
I already knew that.
Sure. I felt bad. I don't know this person. I mean, listen, we're not friends. We were colleagues.
Right.
So I'm happy to provide the reference, actually. We'll talk about when you're not happy to provide the reference. But I was happy, but I was like, oh God, because then I felt some sort of pressure. Listen, I performed under pressure. You know, I bring it. I pushed that meeting. I was like, this person asked me, I'm going to honor my commitment. I was going back through the files and archives of my brain. I didn't remember. And so you're right though. I have, you know, I've been up for some big jobs. You've made a lot of strategic introductions and you continue to do. I thank you for that. I'm on a search to get on a board, private or public. My friend Gail Tifford has been my reference a few times and she will say to me exactly what you said. You know what? I'm going to be able to best serve you if you can send me just a few quick paragraphs, bullets.
Yeah.
What is it that you want me to remember to highlight for this role?
Yes.
And good, because then I set her up in the best way because she goes in just like, yep, I've known Mita for years and here are the three things I really want to tell you about her.
Yeah. That is so good, right? And yeah, I say it's help people help you. And it comes reference, a referral, and even a job. Help people help you. Tell them very specifically and don't make them work. And even the current receipts. And right, I'm going to go back to you and what you sent, you know, for the board. It's not just what you want them to know, but also what you're currently doing and the value right now. So for that reference, right, it's remind the individual of the job back then, but also the current, what she's doing now. Because see, if I'm the executive search person and I'm interviewing you, or I am checking a reference with you, you want to share the background. You want to share the background, and then you also want to be able to say, and oh, by the way, you know, I know you're considering D for XYZ, but I'm not sure if you know, she also has these two things. Yes. You know, she's a thought leader in this, she contributes to that, and she has a pretty substantial network. And so there's probably some value add there. But listen, first of all, I'm going to sell you. I sell all my friends. All my friends are fly. I'm going to pull up this sheet. Okay. I'm already, but for those that I haven't, I will say, what's the job you're going up for or what is the opportunity? And then send me something. I've done it.
I love that advice. Go back to what you just said. Help others help you. Make it easy for me. Make it easy for D. Want us to be the reference? Like make it easy so that we can just go in with passion and energy. Because here's the thing. We're all doing a lot of things. I don't remember what I'm doing half the time. How am I supposed to expect D to remember, right? So just help her.
Yeah.
She knows me well enough. You know me very well. But if I just even said, hey, here are three recent pieces I wrote, HBR, entrepreneur, Fast Company, send that along, right? Those are the ways in which I just make it easier. But okay, let's pivot the conversation to the real juicy stuff, right?
Oh,
the
juicy. There's more? Go ahead, go.
No,
go.
The juicy, the other side of this coin. What do you do when you're asked for a reference and you don't want to be the reference? So there's someone asks you or they didn't ask you and you get the...
Yeah. You know, I think a slow response, you know, is sometimes an... a way out. Is it the best response? No, but if it's a slow response, they've moved on. Because here's the deal. Are you obligated to provide a response? No. Right. And so one way is just to slow respond. And that means, you know,
you mean not, ghost? You mean ghost? Yeah. Don't respond?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they weren't direct report and a direct report in the last 2 years, I think the window of opportunity is expired. Like I'm not going to prioritize that to respond. So let's just, yeah. So if it's somebody called me today for a reference, and it's 5 years. Yeah. And they weren't a direct report and they weren't the best. They weren't the best. Slow response.
Ghosting. That's ghosting, Dee. You can't do that. You're ghosting the person.
Okay, we'll come up. Well, folks, can y'all help me come up with a better answer? Mita, what would you do? I don't know what to do.
I've done this. I might say something like, thanks, Dee, for reaching out. I'm so excited for you in this opportunity. I would really encourage you to reach out to references who've worked with you more recently to create the strongest candidacy for yourself. That's what I've done. Because I'm like, I don't remember from 5-6 years ago. And then it's the gray line, right? But you know what? I'm sure I've ghosted somebody. So let me just...
I like that response.
Someone's going to call me and say, Mita, you didn't respond to my note. I have ghosted unintentionally, I'm sure, right? So, but it's difficult. What do you do when someone reaches out to you? Because this is happening all the time. We're, you know, proud to be part of the LinkedIn Podcast Network. LinkedIn is the...
Yeah.
Social platform for workplace.
Yeah.
And so if somebody is going to come work at X company, I can easily call Dee and be like, hey, or I can message her. I saw you used to work with Mita. What do you do with like the unsolicited reference? That's really interesting too. And what if it's like, okay, so unsolicited reference, you don't really know the person because then you can say, I don't know this person. I have no obligation to reach out to them. But then what if it's in your circle? And you don't feel comfortable saying anything. What do you say then?
If they're in your circle, but did you work together or are they?
Well, maybe.
Because if they're in your circle, if you're in the circle and you did not directly work together, I think you could say positive things about the relationship or what you know. And then just don't say about the work. And I would be comfortable to share that. So yeah, I know, you know, this person through this organization and I know how they show up here. I think if you're looking for something more specific, I couldn't specifically speak to that, but I know they're amazing in this, this, and this. So now here's the thing, the responsibility of the interviewer is to read between the lines. I'm being very clear. I can't speak to that thing. Now, I think I have been asked where the role or the reference, I think I've probably added if, you know, if it's this role, or this task, they'd be amazing. I think I've had that recently and it's been sticky, meaning I've been able to clarify where their genius is versus talking about what they don't do well. And I think that goes back to your question, if they weren't the best. In fact, I've had that because in the capacity that I knew them, they weren't the best, but I recognized their genius was in another area. And I've shared they're uniquely brilliant and gifted in this. And these are the very specific skill sets. So anything that has to do, and I rarely talk about roles. I'll talk about skills and talents and gifts and ability. So I try to, I think I've done it that way. In the last 6 months, I've been asked for a reference for, of course, a client or somebody who worked at a company of a client. And I did a slow response. And then I eventually asked the company, I said, oh, by the way, I know so-and-so transitioned. I said, you know, I think I asked something about the transition. Was it, you know, was it good? I can't remember what I said. And they said, oh no, it was fine. So I went back and I told the person, I said, oh yeah, you can put me down as a reference. And so
I love that, the slow response, all the terms you come up with, Dee, on the Brown Table Talk podcast. So I want to really dig in on something you just said, which is it's the interviewer's responsibility to listen, right? When the reference is being given, because as you all know, I got five jobs, including most important jobs being a mom to two young kids. And so I'm always looking, it takes a village, takes a lot of people to help raise your children. So I'm always looking for babysitters, caregivers. And so my husband and I have learned the hard way over the years on references, right? You ask for a caregiver reference or a reference for a babysitter. And I say to you, you're asking me, and I say, well, Mita is just so engaged with my children and she keeps them safe and takes them to the playground and is a really good cook and reads to them. And you're like, okay, this sounds really good, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but listen, there's something very key that I didn't say. Two key things, which is she's flexible. She shows up on time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You did not say that.
I did not say that. So then you listen to the reference. And then if you have specific things about skill set, as you're saying, I could follow up and say, oh, that sounds great. She sounds like a great caregiver. Can I ask you, has she been viable and flexible? Because we both have demanding jobs. And then sometimes people will spill some tea.
Well, they'll say,
or they will say, yeah, there was this, this, or this. But, you know, that's like just the things to hear and think about. So I've learned that, you know, in my home life. But let me ask you this. You think references are canceled? Do you think this is sort of like an old school, like you had that application where it was like, list your three references. I remember back in the day applying for jobs and it's like, I'm filling out a job application. I don't even have an interview yet. And you already want my references. So how do you think the market's moved? Do you think like references are on the way to being canceled?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah. I think they're on the way to being canceled. I do. And I think it's because being fired as a stigma is already canceled. That is currently canceled. So fired as a stigma. So if you call for a reference and they're like, oh no, we let her go or let him go. Unless you have something very specific about a task or very specific in terms of I'm going to say an infraction. something that is close to criminal. Or competency, right? Those are two things, right? It has to be related to competency or criminal, the two C's,
right.
C squared. If it's not that, everything now is up for review. And why? It's because it's for the reason that we do the show. We now know that in the workplace, there are there's bias that exists and microaggressions, and there are great leaders who might do their job well, but they may not necessarily understand the lived experiences of underrepresented or historically underrepresented. They may not necessarily be inclusive leaders or be able to see through a multicultural lens or a multidimensional lens. That's right. Yep. So because leaders, y'all, folks who are listening and allies are great at their job. You're great at your job, your skill, your competency. But where there is a miss now and it is a non-negotiable is you may not have the ability to see through a multidimensional lens, not just multicultural, multidimensional, neurodivergent, LGBTQ, right? We talk about women of color in particular. So that means then your review of them, they got a meet or they got a below, and they got a below expectation and a meet and a below, and then they were released. And so then somebody calls for a review. The reason this is on the way to being canceled, because those things are now being amplified and under a magnifying glass. So that's why references are on the way to being canceled, because we can't trust that a bad reference is valid in so many ways. Like we could do 80-20 again, like 80.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it valid? If I was let me tell you something. If Mita was released and got a meets expectation. I mean, we already have this. We talked about this on another show where a job offer was rescinded. If Mita gotta meet expectation in corporate as a C-suite executive. But she delivers and over delivers, and she is a leader. She is not a mid, you're not a mid manager, you're not a senior director, and you contribute. Right. Your skill set translates offline at the highest value from a business perspective, right? And then so we call back to the company to get a reference, and I'm gonna say Jane or John Doe, we're not gonna use or put anybody else out there, says, oh no, she doesn't know how to take direction, and she's not there yet. She's not ready yet, or she's not. You're offering her, oh, you're all, she's going to be a direct report. Out, say out your amen, somebody. She's going to be your. Oh, she's up for the C-suite or a chief of marketing and a chief director, and then I'm calling your references, and Jane or John says, well, you know, she's good, but I don't know
you're
that
looking
she's
for the reason. Much. You are looking for the reason. This is deep. You are looking for the reason. I have been in too many interview panels where we've talked about this on the Brown Table to podcast. We've talked about this on this podcast where ideas are being stolen, different processes for different candidates. You're uncomfortable with Dee, so you give her three more rounds versus John. And then at the end, Dee's done all this stuff. And Dee, just what you said, I'm looking for skills. I'm looking for expertise. We have had the conversations. You've met with 15 people. And then it's like, oh, let's check Dee's references.
Because you're looking. You're looking to build a case for not. You're looking. You're searching. Investigative. Like, right? Investigating why this can't be our candidate. We have to find something on her sheet. Guess what? Can we go back to, we've talked about it. That was the most famous or infamous workplace interview panel ever, is the biggest use case ever. And it was that of Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Mm-hmm. On world stage, as you said, on world stage. Go and watch that again. Study it.
We're looking for it. We're looking for it. We know she's had an ally. He's literally going to give up his seat for her. Like, she's the baddest. She was more competent than all. So when they go back to check her references, right? Yep. And that's all of you all listening. You are qualified. We're talking about us, you, me, us, all of us. They go back to check your references when they see, oh my goodness, she, he, they, them, they qualified. But let's just call this reference.
Are you serious? I put the stop on that when I've seen it happen. Why? Are we checking other people's references? Why? Because there's the back channel, there's the back door because of LinkedIn, because of the social world we live in. I don't need to put three references down on a piece of paper. And so what also happens is you may never have asked me for references, but you will investigate and backdoor and find people who know me. And you might find people, I am sure, who will tell you that I am not qualified. I'm not ready for the next level. They would never take a chance on me. They wouldn't put me in the C-suite.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Oracle. AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/LinkedIn Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Fields. Tune into my podcast for conversations about the sweet spot between work, meaning, and joy. And also listen to other people's questions about how to get the most out of that thing we call work. Check out Spark wherever you enjoy podcasts.
So references being weaponized. But let me tell you this. How about Company A, why don't you show me your references of why I should work here? Let's do that. Why? Stop asking me for my references. I want to know why I should work there. And you know, Dee, because of our time together, coaching with you and my friends and my community, you know what I do now? And I did this for my current job, and my CEO founder loved it. I got the offer and I said, hey, can I meet with 3 to 5 people here? I just have a few more questions. He was like, amazing, great. No hesitation. No, why do you want to do that? You're not going to sign the offer by Monday. Why are you asking for? No, he was like, oh, great. And he wrote back. He said, here are the people I'm thinking of. Like, what do you think? This is the function. I remember you did that. They do. Yeah, I've done that a few times now because I'm like, no. Now it's my turn. Let me check your references. And for anyone listening, this is where we get scared. Are they going to rescind the offer? Are they going to take the spot away? No. Step into your power and space. You got the offer. D, I am so excited to join your company. Thank you so much for the offer. I would just love to meet with a few more of your team members just so I can understand the impact I can make for you all. You spin it as a positive. You don't say, D, I'm a little concerned. I read your Glassdoor reviews. Can I check up on? No, but you spin it as a positive. I would love, you know, like, I really want to meet someone in legal. I really would like to talk to your general counsel. I would like to talk to your CFO. Oh, depending on the level, I'd love to talk to a board member.
Ooh, yes. Come through, Mita. Let me tell you something. I remember when you did that. And I'm like, you know what? That is so bossy. I love it. That was a lesson here. We could end the podcast there. That part is just, it's so necessary. So
That's it. But you know what? So allies, take note. The reference is being weaponized. I just want to go back to everything that Dee said there. And then we're talking about the backdoor back channeling. Allies, if you see that happening, this is where you say no. Dee has had 10 interviews. Dee probably did a business case. Dee probably gave some ideas. No. We're just going to hire her. Mm-hmm. And then, you know. Stand in your truth and power. You got the offer.
Yeah.
Abel's turn now. Show me your references. That's what I would say. Show me your references.
And I'll say this last thing before we go to tips about organizations now need to share their references. Yeah. What if there was a way to pull up all of the claims? Like HR, pull up y'all's receipts. I'm sorry. Is that for another podcast? Do you see? Ouch. Say ouch, someone.
Ouch.
Do you see? Because if they're checking references, so yes, I'd like to meet with a few folks. It'd be awesome. Yeah. And additionally, you know, can you share when, you know, perhaps the last 10, last five or three, I would say, I don't know, how do we say this? We're looking at, you know, their claims, filings, lawsuits, but you can't ask that. But if there was a public filing of that, a public record, then well, we can go and check their.
Yeah. I also think I love what you're saying, and it's all with balance, right? Mm-hmm. All with balance, meaning there are some people who've had great experiences and some people have poor experiences, just like interactions with me, right? If, I don't know, you sampled people and said, what do you think about Mita? It's like all in balance. That's why, I mean, Glassdoor is a great tool, but also it's like, sometimes it starts with what we call like the spiral downward. You get one sort of negative thing and it just keeps spiraling. But I think it's a good, I think, DC Marshall School of Thought, that is future forward thinking, my friend. Huh. I don't know how many companies would be willing to do that, but that is future forward thinking, my friend. And
Well, the lawmakers would be interested. Yeah, they're there. They'd be interested. Because they would then, you know what would show up on the episode that we did about your book? I think it was when we were talking about your book. No, that was a different episode. Okay. Listen, we have so many episodes, everybody. This is like season 6, 7. Me to keep track. I can't. But where the offer was rescinded would show up on this thing.
That's really interesting.
And not necessarily by name, but company infractions or such, like in the last.
Something around like fair and equitable processes. If there was like a dashboard, it would come under there. Yeah. Like, what's the score? And it would be all that stuff. Yeah. It would be about how people are being treated, promotions, pay. It's like all of that.
Yeah. Now, some organizations will say they're already doing it, but they're pay for play. So they are not, it would need to be independent and need to have to be covered or come through another channel and not through the standards.
It would have but to anyway. Be like maybe Diverse and Engaged could start that. Just a thought.
Thank you, my friend.
A reputable thought leader in the workplace doing it, right? In the environment versus the company. The company can't self-audit themselves. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
But you can. You can, my friend. Yeah, all right, let's head to tips. Oof.
All right. 1 and 2. And remember, I will share also on browntabletalkpodcast.com. 1 is references are canceled. They are being canceled. They are phasing out. They're being phased out right now because for many organizations, it's going to get you in trouble. So that's 1. 2, don't weaponize the reference.
Yes.
Do not use it as a way to cancel a candidate when everything else lines up. Mita, over to you for 3.
3D, drum roll, please. Companies, show us your references. That's it. We want your references. You want us to work there? Tell us why. Show us your references. All right, my friend D, thank you so much. This was an amazing episode. Thank you all for joining us. Please share this conversation with someone who needs to hear it today. Please go to Apple, Spotify, subscribe and review. And we will see you next time.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.